Blog Talk Radio.
Singing songs into my life, you came along, broke my slumber so long. By your song, every single heart sings along. No more being alone. Singing songs into my life, you came along. That is why I am too. In your songs I dance like a fool. I have been always loving you. In your sweet rhythmic song. Every form and every tune, next of kin to every soul is you. You are on this earth and in the heavens blue, like an unbroken song.
Hi there, and welcome to the Science of Light Show. This is Randy Goldberg, randygoldberg.org, or astrodc.com. And welcome you. and we actually have some callers that let's go straight to and see what's up. So, hey there.
Hey there.
Hi.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm
doing well. How are you?
Yeah, things are okay. What can I help you with?
Well, I had a question about my love life. Well, I just wanted to know if there's a substantial, positive, healthy relationship coming in. I mean, I'm giving myself like a little hiatus from dating, talking to men, or any of that. So just to get myself and my ideas and my wants and desires in order, and then hopefully a good person will come in.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent step. You know, sometimes I recently had a client, I was reading her chart, and he was saying, you know, I'm in this relationship that's just purely physical, it's a lot of fun, but there's no future in it, I don't really like the person that much, and he doesn't like me, but, you know, it's a lot of fun, and so can I just stay in this until the relationship I'm really looking for to set up? And I was telling her, well, you know, it's kind of like asking, can I keep eating breakfast until lunch, it's lunchtime? And, you know, like, if you don't make space for something new to show up in your life, and it's really hard to be self-reflective, to see the patterns that often are repeating in relationships, and those are the things where there's a lesson that's trying to be learned, and that's why it keeps repeating until you learn it. And so it's very healthy with everything, with also with your diet, with everything. You know, you don't want to eat constantly, you don't want to, you know, it's nice to have a breather and to make space and to create some intention. You know, one way to focus your intention is you can create a list of the person that you'd like to show up, and but also to be totally open that, you know, because who knows who we really need and what that, you know, it's kind of the important relationships and the big things in life where we work and live and major relationships, you know, they're meant to happen. So that person is there and waiting, and they're going to show up when it's time for them to show up. And that gives you some time to work on yourself. There's a great saying, it's a poem. I don't think it's Rumi, but it's a similar kind of poet who was saying, I waited my whole life for the perfect person to show up. And then I finally found her. As it turns out, she was also looking for the perfect person. So in other words, no relationship happened. You know, so there's a certain tragic element to that kind of comment. But, I think it's great what it sounds like you're doing, and you seem to be in a good space for it. And one other important thing, and plus, so astrologically right now, we have Pluto is trining, let's see here, what is it? We have a major aspect. Let's see, which one is it? Pluto is trining Venus. So that is great because Pluto is all about transformation. Pluto transits are difficult. They ask us to change and grow. But this is a trine, so it's a little bit smoother and easier than if it was a square or opposition or a hard aspect. So there's really help from the universal win about how we can show up in relationships and how we can make the changes that we've been wanting to make. And so it's a really great time to align with that force of rebirth, of letting go of what doesn't work, and to owning what your new vision is and bringing that energy in. And so kudos on what you're doing, and I think it sounds like you're in a good place.
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah, excellent. So I have quite a few callers, so I'll just put you on hold again, and if I get time, I can come back. So thank you for calling in, and you're here. Hello, you're on my mic. How are you doing tonight? There seems to be a lot of noise online. Did you want to call in with a question? Might have been someone that just kind of accidentally got in the queue. So go to another person. Hi there. You're on mic. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, absolutely. What's up?
Yeah, I just want to know, like, what was coming up for me financially.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
How have things been going?
Pretty rough. Very rough. Not just
yeah.
my finances, in with my kids as well. And with job, I mean, I have a job, but I'm not making enough. It's only a part-time job.
Yeah. You're not alone in that, and we're all kind of swimming in that boat to some degree. It's certainly something that everybody's struggling with, and, you know, it's kind of set up, the whole system's kind of set up. Yeah, you need to have money to get money. It's a little bit, it's a big struggle. It's a big test, and, you know, you really have my sympathy. And one thing that's important is to keep your vision open in terms of community is an incredible wealth. When we have support, when we have someone at our back, it makes such a difference. And so many opportunities come through networking, from building up a, you know, community support. And, you know, there's this opportunity and you wouldn't have heard about it unless you had other people. And so, you know, defining wealth in a different way, finding new ways to, you know, we spend money on various things and finding new ways and exploring. And, you know, there's some changes with apps. And there's a cool app, I think it's called Good Stuff, something like that, where you can go online and you can find out what tools your neighbors have. And so, like, if you don't have a lawnmower, instead of you have to go and buy it, you can just rent one once a month and pay your neighbor a couple bucks. And so that there's things that are shifting, and it's important to stay open, stay positive. You know, struggling with money, it can get really frustrating, really depressing. So part of setting your intention also, it's important that your goal isn't money, because money is just, you know, gives you opportunity, it's power. And you might be able to achieve your goals and not necessarily achieve the exact financial goal you are always thinking, but when you realize, so having positive goals, particularly learning, lifelong learning is such a valuable gift. And you mentioned having children. Your children, you can say a million things, they're going to copy what you do. They're going to copy the example that you give. You know, so the best teaching, the best wealth you can give over them is learning how to live life with an open mind, open heart, to stay positive, to always keep growing, to turn obstacles into opportunities of growth and finding ways to reinvent yourself. Often we get put in boxes. But, you know, I don't want to sugarcoat things. It is so tough out there. And in a way, it's almost redefining your relationship with your soul, with because on a certain level, you can be a street sweeper in India who lives in a dirt hut and be the happiest person on earth. And so your happiness is not directly affected if you But of course, you know, and the most important thing is, I mean, we need our basic needs, and we live in a society right now that's not really necessarily providing those. And it's a huge challenge, and particularly when you have kids, my God, the stress is, you know, really intense. Another important thing to remember, to think about, is that money is self-care. And we, when we learn to really value and want to care for ourselves, then something shifts with money. And when we think of it that, you know, I need this money not because I need a million big possessions and this or that, that I want to take care of myself, I want to take care of my children, and we all deserve that. And so does that resonate as a something that that makes sense?
Yes, it does. I'm just struggling trying to pay my rent, and that's why,
right.
You know. Yeah, and I got to go to in the morning to different churches to see can I get it up before they file a eviction notice. How do you see that's going for me?
Well, we have one more year of things being a bit difficult financially, and then, you know, there'll be a beginning of a bit more turnaround. But as long as you... You know, ancestors are a resource. You know, we're not alone here in this world. We're put here to learn lessons. So it's also about your attitude. You know, Nelson Mandela could spend 18 years in prison and, you know, write books and, you know, have an incredible positive and dynamic attitude when he was, you know, facing the most horrific circumstances. So, every action you take in your life, you can try to help others, you can try to be an inspiration to others, and if you, you know, again, with the resources, and you say to the universe, I don't want this for personal greed, I don't care that I have a big amount of stuff, when I get money, that power I'm going to use in a really positive way. And so there's being in a helpless feeling is disempowering. And the truth is, nobody's a victim. We all have victim consciousness, and we have perpetrator consciousness. And this kind of snake energy is connected with the perpetrator consciousness. And to survive in this world, you need a certain amount. You can't just stay in the victim. You know, I'm poor and I have nothing and I'm never going to have nothing and the whole world is out against me and owning your victim. So particularly in a capitalist system, you've got to have some of that snake energy. Like, I deserve to be here. I am providing for my children and I will do it. It's kind of determination, and I'm going to take a stand that, you know, that because you need to be really determined. You got to stay open. And when you build in community, you start thinking, you know, you find allies. Yeah, so that's why, like, support groups are really important. And you mentioned going to churches. They're going to share some resources with you. But you're building up your palette of resources. And, you know, you have other friends who are in the same situation. And that's part of building community. It's like, I'm not only going to find a job for me, I'm going to find a job for you. And, you know, the more you can find people to connect with where people are helping take care of each other, because like you're saying, we're all one paycheck away from, you know, just making the rent. And so that there's a whole redefinition going on of wealth where the community is so important, and having building a community. One of the hallmarks of people who are traumatized is they self-isolate. They become fearful and paranoid, and they don't feel they can reach out. You know, they've been betrayed. And so they end up with like practically zero connections, and it's really through building up connections, building up community that mm-hmm. you find ways to do that kind of dance. And then trusting and opening and having a relationship with the universe. The universe has put you in this difficult circumstances, and hopefully there's lessons to be learned. Hopefully you'll get strengthened through this process. Hopefully you end up providing an incredible example for your children, and they learn values about how not giving up, about staying positive, about always trying to learn and grow in life. So that kind of thing. And there's all kinds of invisible, your inner resources, your spiritual resources, your connection with your ancestors. They were all survivors. For you to get born, hundreds and thousands of people, generations and generations, survived and were able to have children and pass on life. And you yourself have had a very successful life. Just in the fact that you were able to pass that gift of life that was given to you, that divine spark, you were able to pass that on. And if you hadn't done that, your children wouldn't have their opportunities and their chance for their life. So, you know, counting your blessings and getting into a place of gratitude is also an important piece of this. And, you know, Native Americans would always start every gathering, everything with giving thanks and just prayer of opening their heart, of everything that, you know, the air, the earth we walk on, the food, the water. There's just so much we have to be grateful for. And that also helps to keep you in a good space.
Okay.
And, you know, life is about trust. That's another thing that gets destroyed in trauma. You lose trust, that's why meditation is important also. You build a connection with your soul, with your spirit, with your inner connection to the whole universal order. And then, you know that you're not alone. You know that things are happening for a reason. You know there's a flow. And you keep this attitude, what is there for me to learn in this situation? And how can I better myself? And how can I help others? And, you know, so all those intention and values and that whole flow of life. And then life, you know, basically you have two options. There's so much struggle there. We can either laugh or we can cry. And hopefully we find circumstances to laugh at it. And you know, you can see in places like, say, Jamaica, you know, where there's such intense poverty and difficult circumstances, and that pressure mm-hmm. is like builds gems, diamonds get created by that incredible forces of pressure. And then we see, you know, gems of humanity like Bob Marley coming out of a place like Jamaica. You know, so sometimes the pressure, it will create a star. It will create, you know, these forces will challenge you to step up your game and to really shine. And again, so we come back to surrender, to opening up, to aligning your will with a greater will, and particularly when you work on every person throughout your day, if you have the attitude of I want to help you, I want to, you know, hopefully your encounter with me made your day better, you start a whole positive spiral. So can you hear that?
Yes, sir. Yes. And I thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
very
much.
Thank you, and blessings, and, you know, you're on the path of a warrior, you know, because it's an incredible challenge. And so then cultivating those particular characteristics of courage and fighting on and finding a way to, you know, when you can make obstacles your friends and make them into opportunities for growth, that's where it's at.
Okay.
All right, blessings. Take care and thanks for calling in.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Let's see. Hey there, the 917 person. I didn't know if you wanted to be in the queue line.
Yeah, what kind of readings do you do?
Well, I do all kinds of different things. That's really, I have a lot of tools in my toolbox, but it just starts with hearing where you're at and trying to see how I can be of help. Do you have anything
particular
going on?
You're the one that's been on CNN? Are you the one that's been on CNN and NPR?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been interviewed by Washington Post also.
Very nice. I would like to know if you see me going back to this job. My boss just told me something, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be going back there. So I was wondering, am I going to stay, or are they going to get rid of me?
And what would you like to have happen?
I guess I would like to stay and try it one more time.
Mm-hmm. But doesn't sound like.
And see if I can make any corrections of the mistakes that I made.
Say again.
And make corrections of the mistakes that I made.
Oh, okay. So are the mistakes big enough that you're worried you might be let go, or?
Yeah, because she initially told me that they were going to let me go, but then after she read my response, she said, I'll call you back, and she was a bit more understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you feel like you've learned from your mistakes?
Yeah, I learned.
Well, that's the important thing, and so if you go back to this place or if it turns out to be another place, you know, there can't be anything better than, that's the actual meaning of the word sin. It kind of got translated wrong in religion and stuff. It just means being off the mark. So we're all archers. We're all aiming for a certain target, and nobody's perfect, and we're always missing the target. And all we can do is, you don't want to beat yourself up because you missed the target. You just want to say, okay, now I know I can make this correction and I have this.
I'm not really beating myself up. I'm just wondering, like, how am I going to pay the bills if I, you know, I'm more worried kind of about, like, how am I going to be paying my bills right now?
Right. Well, so if they do let you go, have you been applying to other places, or what's the situation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think just sort of tuning in, I think there's a good chance they might let you go, but I think that there's something that's another opportunity that's going to be showing up for you, and the most important thing, this happened for a reason, and, you know, it's good that you seem to have digested that, and you know, you're going to end up where you're meant to and in a better place, and this time able to handle things better.
Okay. So you do feel like they're going to let me go?
Well, I think, you know, you might have learned your lessons that you needed to at this place, and so now it may be that they'll be finished with you there, but there'll be another place, so you gotta you know, looking for work is a full-time job, and,
Now, why do you think that I was getting my headaches when I was there? I was getting, like, these very uncomfortable headaches.
Right, so, you know, maybe you weren't meant to be there, and that's part of why this all happened, and maybe the energies weren't good between you, and there was subtle stuff you were picking up on a certain level, and, you know, so that's kind of an indication that things weren't working out for you there, and it wasn't a good fit on an energetic level and a lot of different levels. So, you know, the place is going to show up where you feel better, and now you've learned and grown, and so you'll look back and be glad that you didn't have to stay in that place where you had headaches and different things.
Really? I hope so. That sounds very good.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for calling in. We got some other people, so I'm going to go here. Hello there. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm doing very good. Thank you so much.
Sure thing. How can I help you?
Oh, you know, I think it's kind of I've hit a whole new stage in my life, and the fact that I just had a birthday, I just turned 52, and, you know, it just feels like everything's changed. It's like I'm not sure if I'm just missing the boat or if the boat hasn't arrived at the dock yet, and I was wondering if you could help me with getting some clarity about where I'm taking things in my future as far as work, relationships, if you see me staying where I'm living at in my house or if I'm selling that and moving to another state or, you know, just what's ahead for me.
Yeah, okay, sounds good. Now, tell me about the boat. Why, what's going on? There's regret or there's worry that you missed opportunities or what's the situation with the boat?
I'm looking at changing work. I do contracted work now, and that's kind of dried up. And so I'm looking for a different avenue of being a consultant and working that way, but that doesn't seem to be working out for me. This last week, I had one of my friends call me and tell me that she's moving away to another state, and I used to do hair, and she took on a lot of my clients, and so now I'm just kind of wondering, maybe I'm supposed to be going back to do hair, but I don't know that I really want to do that. And if I did go back to doing something like that, I would kind of really rather have done skincare, but nothing in the consulting way is coming up that way. So maybe it's going back to school and getting more education on an esthetician side and working it that way. Or maybe it's just something totally different and I'm moving to a whole other state and
mm-hmm.
starting a new somewhere else totally different.
Right. Well, I'm not getting that you should go back to hair. I don't think that's the right direction. So are you feeling restless and like you finished with the reasons that you're living where you're living? I mean, it's a big change to pick up and move. So usually things really build up to something big to make that big of a shift.
I have gypsy blood. That's what my mom always said.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a side of moving and changing that's the unknown that's exciting about it. I actually really like where I live. I love my house, my state. I sense that there's a change that I need to be doing or need to be making, and I cast my net out to see what's out there, but nothing's really taking. So that's what's leading me to wondering if maybe it is changing the state and moving somewhere else or selling my house and moving to a whole nother city within the state. Something should be changing, and I just don't know what it is. Besides work.
I don't feel that there's a move for you. I mean, it's wonderful to travel, and change is good, and we learn stuff. You know, it broadens your mind to be in different places to some degree and stuff. But I'm not picking up that you're just going to move without a job that you're going to, or this or that. So I don't think you need to be focusing on, maybe I should just, you know, jump into the blue and move to some place.
Well, I was thinking, move as far as is looking for work, maybe I should be looking for work in another state rather than here.
Yeah, well, so do you feel like you've tapped out all the opportunities that are looking where you are there? Because you're saying you like your house and where you're living.
No, I live in a large city, so no, they're not tapped out. It's just nothing for my efforts of putting in job applications and things like that. There's just nothing that seems to be really alighting and working for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If you don't go in the direction of here, I feel like there's work for you there, and, you know, you like living there, you like your house. I think the work is going to come if you just broaden your search a bit more, and I feel like that's going to fall into place. Is there more with the whole concept of the boat, other aspects of the boat that you're struggling with?
I guess I am. When I look at my life, it just feels like there is so much shifting and changing, and I just don't know if I'm catching it. I don't know if I'm just not in the right places to develop more relationships with other people, to connect with the right person, to find that relationship with a man that I would love to have in my life. Same thing with connection of work. So it's really just meeting people, it's work, it's creating a new life. I just feel like there should be, like, the life I was living is now done. But I don't know what the new one's bringing, especially without really having work defining it a little bit more and determining where that is and what that is, because, you know, that helps to give a lot of value to things.
Yeah. So I hear that. And it seems that, you know, to some degree, you know, the work, relationships are exterior things. And ultimately, it seems like there's a life dynamic that there, you know, and when we grow and when we get to kind of a dead end in a certain direction in our life, it's times like that when it's important to dig in to metaphorically take a retreat where you get opportunity to reflect on your values and really defining your interests. Joseph Campbell has, you know, one of the best advice in terms of follow your bliss, which means follow what interests you. But, you know, that's what's important. Like, when you have a passion and you have something where you're learning and growing and you're putting your interests and energies into it, then you're going to meet other people who have that interest and are aligned with those values. And, you know, that's often where relationships comes out of. And what's your next step in your growth and finding what gives you meaning in your life?
That's a good question. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Take work and relationships out of it, because they'll show up in this new paradigm that you create when it's based on what you're really interested in and how you can grow and how you can pursue what interests you.
Well, I guess my core value is helping other people, helping them
mm-hmm.
to be successful and to find solutions and answers for themselves in their path. I've always done that through the salon industry in some way, shape, or form, either working as a consultant or working behind the chair. So, but I would say that's where my strongest bliss would be, is helping people to be successful, helping them to help themselves.
Yeah, so you're an actually giving person, you're a caretaker, and there's a million, you're a people person, but there's tons of different, you know, work things that relate to helping people, and you know, depending on, you know, so everything from being a therapist to being a nurse to being in healthcare to being in beauty and esthetician, and there's a million different directions with that, and they're all kind of people professions and service oriented.
You're seeing me going back to school?
Well, it doesn't really matter. That's not the important step, because first you need to find your direction, and then you'll find out whether you need school or what you need. But let's suppose you had whatever kind of schooling that we could just snap your fingers and you had it, where would you see that you would find the most fulfillment? If you want to help people, you want to be a people person, and
that's a big question. I guess I would say, if I could snap my fingers and just have it, I guess I would say I would be doing the esthetician work. I would go in that area and working with people in that regards.
Yeah, and I'm getting that too, and but it's not here. I don't think it's, and you know, there's quite a bit of money. It might not be the healthiest thing, but people are, there's a lot of skin treatments, and then there's also people are getting plastic surgery, they're getting a million different procedures, and the laser work, and there's a million directions that can go, and some of those are quite even lucrative. So I agree. I think, since you have that interest and it's something that you want, has there been something blocking you developing more in that direction?
There is. It's tough to. I have a full cosmetology license that is current, but without having additional certifications in microdermabrasions and in chemical peels, you can't just go in and get a job very easily. And so that's kind of where have been the big blocks that are in there. Working on the consulting side, as far as in working with manufacturers and being a brand rep and things like that, I've applied to several companies and I just haven't really gotten any replies back to know what that issue is, if it is an issue, or if it's just simply there are better choices out there or not.
Yeah. So it seems like some of those, definitely you need to do a bit of research and get clarity about what, you know, because some of those might not really even involve a lot of schooling. It's more getting the different certification and different things.
But you still need, they still hire with usually a year to 2 years experience along with certification. So it's not just certification,
yeah,
there's
but,
experiential time too.
Yeah. you've done hair, you've done these different trainings. So it's kind of like, people call it massage therapist, and then they, whatever it is you become, you keep learning different skills and different modalities and different, we always need to be expanding our toolbox, and so even if you need just to get in the door, let's say with the hair stuff, and let them know that you're branching out in this other direction, and find a place that's going to be supportive of you starting to move in that direction and starting to get experience.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, again, I want you to encourage you to take a time to when you can sort of take a self-reflective retreat.
I've been doing that this whole year. So I actually have been taking a lot of time and working on a lot of growth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Personally, to just looking at what I can change, what values I want to keep, what things need to be adjusted, and what things need to go away.
Right. And even beyond the stuff we discussed with work, I'm sure there's other interests, and maybe it's just creative outlets. That is where you can express yourself fully, and even since you are such a helping person, sometimes it's finding volunteer circumstances, or there's volunteer single groups where people get together who are singles and help with volunteering, and that's a way to possibly meet somebody that shares your values, and so all kinds of things like that.
Great. Good points.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, blessing on your path. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
And, take care. And so I think I'm going to wrap up for tonight. I'll have some kirtan, some meditation chanting music that I'll go out with, and I'll invite people to check out my website, randygoldberg.org, and it's also astrodc.com. It's $80 for an hour reading, and I look at your astrological chart from both the Western and the Indian Vedic perspectives, and from a Jungian perspective, and we can go into a lot of in-depth searching with that, and I do readings by phone and Skype, and have clients all over the world, and I want to thank everyone who called in, and for everyone who's listening. I'll be back next week. All the best.
Mm-hmm.